My name is Mahadet Salomon, and I'll be reading about Fasica, an Ethiopian Easter. My mom calls me an Amharic. That's enough, Mahaletiye. Let's go get dressed.
Mahaletiye! Yene konjo! Baka nilbes!
Tomorrow's the big Easter party, and today's the holy party, I guess you could say. But it's a church ceremony that is unlike any, due to the fact it is for Fasica, Easter. Everyone goes to St. Gabriel's around 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., when we arrive to the church and see it is packed beyond capacity. So they have set up a huge white tent outside with chairs. My family and I enter the church and quickly go to our special spot where we usually go and sit. It's a miniature room inside the church with a window seat area. Even that spot was packed. There were people sitting on chairs, in the bench aisles, and many, many more people outside. I tell you, people were everywhere. I sat down with my family and got comfortable. Well, as comfortable as you can get in such a packed space. We all slowly get a bit tired, but we stay for a respectable amount of time. I listen. Then we think that we'd like to ask our parents if we can head downstairs. But before I do that, I listen to the priestess preaching in Amharic with a mix of another biblical language. We lower our heads respectfully and put up our scarves, then head downstairs. We peek into the kitchen area, where we say hello to many adults preparing the food, since the majority of the people have been fasting off meat and dairy products. Although most of the elderly have been fasting from dawn to 3 p.m. every day for the last 2 months. Most of the adults are preparing delicious Ethiopian dishes for everyone upstairs. We go outside and look. It's dark and quite cold, but there are many people out there, men talking while preparing the plates for the food, boys and girls playing tag, and older kids just talking and laughing and standing around. We talk and laugh for a while, then we get very cold, so decide to head upstairs. While doing our usual routine, heads bowed and scarves up. I see out of the corner of my eye that there are many candles illuminating a shrine. I take it all in. It's so beautiful, with gold and freshly polished wood and beautiful pictures of God everywhere. People have started to light candles, so I know the ceremony must be almost over. So we find our parents and sit and listen to the words of God. It feels calm, peaceful, giving me an extreme essence of holiness. As the ceremony is about to end, we all stand up and pray in Amharic. Besma'am bo'eld benfes kedus adom la kamin abatachinhoi besamayim bithnor. As we finish up, we all slowly file out down the stairs of the church. Messi, my grandmother, found a good seat way at the front since she came early in the morning. She also hasn't eaten all day and has been at church for hours and hours. We spot her and make sure we have gathered all our belongings and shoes. Then we head downstairs to eat. They have all kinds of Ethiopian dishes, and also last and certainly not least, cake.